AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court is allowing California to use a new voter-approved congressional map that's favorable to Democrats in this year's elections. The High Court rejected a last-ditch plea from state Republicans and the Trump administration. A federal judge has ruled that immigration agents in Oregon must stop arresting people without warrants unless there's a risk of escape. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports a key nuclear pact between the U.S. and Russia has expired.
The New START Treaty, a nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia, has expired. That means this is the first time in 50 years that there are no caps on atomic arsenals between the two nations, sparking fears of a nuclear arms race. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed readiness to stick to the treaty's limits for another year if the US agreed. President Trump has been non-committal, saying that he wants China to be a part of it, a push that Beijing has rebuffed. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Lin Jian, told a news conference that China would not participate in the treaty because China's nuclear forces were not at all on the same scale as Russia and the U.S. He also said China calls on the U.S. to resume nuclear dialogue with Russia soon and to positively respond to Putin's suggestion of an extension. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran and the U.S. will hold nuclear negotiations tomorrow in the Middle Eastern country of Oman. Tensions are high after Iran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. President Trump told NBC News that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, should be very worried. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a politically inspired name change at the Winter Games.
A hospitality stop at the Winter Olympics in Italy for U.S. athletes has a new name. Ice House is now being called Winter House. Protests against ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the U.S., have set off tensions in Milan at the Olympics because of the presence of ICE agents there. USA Hockey, USA Speed Skating, and US Figure Skating sponsor what is now Winter House. They say the hospitality concept was designed to be a private space, free of distractions, where athletes, their families, and friends can come together to celebrate the unique experience of the Winter Games. Figure skater Amber Glenn says it's unfortunate the term ICE isn't something we can embrace because of what's happening and the implications of what some individuals are doing. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.